Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Only a matter of time, Andy.
So much sarcasm.
We might get deemed YouTube worthy at some point, but by God, we're not yet.
Let's be honest. We were the first ones that...
Give it time.
Never mind.
There's first no week here. Hey, we should be on TV. Let's do this on TV.
Jeff, that was 14 years ago, man. That's an old idea. You and your old ideas. Stop it. Yep. All right. Browns trade Joe Flacco. Let's get everyone back up to speed.
Oh, good.
Less than 24 hours ago. You've had time to let it digest. We kind of graded it out last segment. We graded it out. I was like, meh. You were like, meh. You were like, eh. Fair.
I do find it interesting that they've left the quarterback position with two rookies and a Bailey Zappi. I do find that interesting. That doesn't scream, let's go out and kick some butt and win the division. Maybe it will. You know, maybe Dylan's really good. Maybe it turns out that he's fine. I found this interesting. You said grade the trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Gilberto Manzano from Sports Illustrated gave the Bengals a D on the trade.
Why? Because they gave up a fifth-round pick?
No, because he doesn't think Joe can play. And he gave the Browns an A.
Because he thinks that Joe Flacco can't play.
Correct. And he thinks the Browns did themselves a service by getting a look at the young guys, knowing that they're going to take a quarterback next year.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this thing all plays out. I want your feedback. I want everybody else. I want 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. And I'm also going to leave you with this question. At noon, Kevin Stefanski speaks from Berea.
Yeah.
The question is, who is the number two quarterback? And if you want to see Shedeur Sanders and you hear Bailey Zappi's name, I'm just curious what your emotions will be. Fred in Maple Heights. Hi, Fred.
Home of the Mustangs.
Did I do something wrong?
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate you being with us.
Oh, Fred, you got to be there. Fred, you there?
Nope.
Fred, you're locked.
Fred. Hi, Fred.
I'm going to put Fred on hold.
You're a nice guy.
Bill is in Parma. Bill, are you there?
Hi, Bill.
Well, I hope to do better than Fred.
Fred didn't say anything wrong. I'll say that.
Listen, there's days I wish that was the case for me. I agree with you guys. I don't know. I've never known what the plan is with this organization. Just on Monday, I got to see Trevor Lawrence finally playing for a team. And I've had blowback that, Trevor Lawrence's quarterback rating is all not that good. And, the team is, 4-1. And
looked pretty good, didn't he? Looked pretty good.
I thought he did. I thought he did, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what happens with these guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you get into a losing mentality, which he was in for 4 years and just getting the heck beat out of you, it takes a while to get into a winning mentality, and I saw that in him the other night. And that was it. And that's not even 1 year. And so this organization has had all this time, and I'm going to be picky here, and please bear with me, but we did not need a defensive tackle this year. The Jets, the worst team ever, the Jets drafted a tackle from my alma mater, but this Membo is the real deal. And they're saying that he's probably maybe even all pro this year. And why? I mean, we needed offensive linemen. And so there's that. Third round, you go get a quarterback. Why? I mean, there's all pros that come out of the third round. Fifth round, we get a guy
but rarely a quarterback, Bill, right?
I have a lot of trouble finding reason to complain about Mason Graham. If they felt he was the best player on the board, he's living up to the expectations.
Well, my question is, I don't think he was the best player on the board.
Well, he's playing pretty damn good right now.
All right.
I can't sit here. There are so many things wrong with this team. That's front true. Four of the Browns defense is about the last thing I'm going to complain about. I'm just saying.
Well, but you know, when one person over here is driving a Ferrari, and that's the defense, and the other ones is driving a broken down Volkswagen, that's the offense. I think you spend more time looking what you need on the offense, and that's what I've seen with this. But going forward is, why do we stick with this administration and also Stefanski? Like today, no one will ask Stefanski, you're developing a young quarterback. You didn't even try to go down the field at the end. I guarantee you nobody will ask him that.
He was asked about his fourth quarter play calling the other day. I heard it. It was yesterday, wasn't it? It was asked. There was a couple people that didn't go to the game that had asked him about it. So not exactly the way you phrased it, but I thought he was asked.
Well, they always ask him, are you upset that you lost the other day? Well, I mean, that's almost saying, what do you think about the weather? These are the questions that he usually gets. I want to see them asking questions like, you know, how are you going to develop this quarterback differently than the last ones? And if this is a 5'11" quarterback, you know, help us understand what's going on here with his development. But, you know, I guess that's gotcha. What I'm
– Hey, no, we're good. Thanks, Bo. Appreciate it. All right.
Keep in mind, it was one game with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. It was his first game ever. I think
I didn't think it was conservative. But yeah. let's see what happens moving forward.
It felt like we didn't play to win. All right, I'm going to give Fred one more shot because I want to hear what he has to say. Fred, tell me you're there, man. All right, I got to let you go. It sucks. I really did want to hear what you had to say. No, I locked myself out. Kyle is in Cleveland. Hi, Kyle.
Now you got Fred and Kyle punched
How
up
did
together.
I lock these guys on the phone lines? What's wrong with me? Kyle, you there?
Where do we start?
Is this me?
I think it's you. I think we need to call an adult.
All right,
we need to get an adult.
Call it up. Call it up then. I don't think Fred's there. That's the first part of it. All right, there we go. Now we've reset.
And you got rid
good.
Of Kyle. Hey, Kyle, call back in.
All right, here we go. Jeff in Lynnhurst. Now, are you there?
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
This is my first day with these phones, so sorry. You got to bear with me.
All right. I think we're going to see Watson back. If you remember when Haslam said it was a big swing and a miss, to my knowledge, he never said if it was strike one, strike two, or strike three. So I think I think we'll see Watson back. Like I said, he never said which strike it was. And maybe we should give him a chance and see what he's going to do. Personally, I would have given Flacco one more game. But what say you?
Well, they're going to give Flacco another game. It'll be down on the river. It's great.
Yuck, yuck.
We'll see him one more time. He's right. He never did say what pitch it was. It was a swing and a miss. It was only one pitch.
The one thought here is this. If Deshaun Watson actually is deemed healthy enough to play football again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And Dylan Gabriel hasn't played really well. Let's just say that, okay? How do you not put Deshaun back on the field? How do you not?
You're looking at the wrong guy. I've been saying for a year he's going to play.
And how would you put Shadur in before Deshaun if Deshaun was healthy and ready to play? You can't. I don't think you can. I think they would if he's good to go. and whoever's playing quarterback isn't doing a good job, I would think you're going to do that. I would think he's going to play. But we'll see. He has to clear the health hurdle first.
One guy brings a level of excitement to your team, and the other guy is probably the only thing your entire fan base agrees on right now. That's the difference. I mean,
there are about 75 million other differences, too.
Yeah, but I think the mutual hatred and blowback that you're going to get back from putting Deshaun Watson back on the field from your fan base, at least if you put Dylan Gabriel out there, you could sell hope. You could sell a rookie quarterback. You could sell the fact that it might point up. You could sell the fact that it might look better. You put Shedeur Sanders out there.
You could sell
the fact that it might look better. You could sell the fact that all of these things. You put Deshaun Watson out there, there's no hope.
The one thing I said was this. If Dylan's not playing well, you guys didn't hear that.
No, I heard you say
that. If Dylan's playing well and Deshaun's deemed healthy, you don't make a move. But if you don't have good quarterback play and Deshaun Watson is sitting there, there's a part of me that thinks
if Deshaun is healthy, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
He's going to be the guy.
If he's healthy and they think he can play, I don't know if that means I'm fighting with myself to say if it makes you think they could win rather than play. I don't know which. I'm torn on that.
All right. I'm not saying this is anything great, by the way. Okay, we just know how this team has played. And by the way, until last year, Kevin Stefanski's record in Cleveland he didn't have a terrible season. Now, he had two losing seasons. Last year was awful. But Deshaun's record as a starting quarterback here is 9 wins and 10 losses. And part of that was last year, you know, when the team wasn't good and he was 1-6. But, you know, Deshaun has actually won some games here. I'm not defending Deshaun, and I don't think he's done a good job here at all. But if he's healthy and they don't have good quarterback play, you better be ready for number 4 back there at quarterback.
Who are you expecting Kevin Stefanski to say is the number 2 quarterback going into Sunday? We're going to find that out at noon. Is it Bailey Zappe or is it going to be Shedeur Sanders? And I know I'm talking about the number 2 quarterback, but I'm scared to even open the phone lines after the press conference if Shedeur is not number 2. That's my personal thought. 216-474-0092, Baskin Info.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.